in the process of a few weeks going on now, JB has asked me for a recommendation for referrals, you know, for having somebody, and had somebody call.
Wait a minute, honey. What? He had
somebody call for a reference for him, you know. And in the process, I missed his reference request earlier today. I was sleeping. So I thought he was doing that. He's had somebody call, you know, I don't know what he's doing. I asked him if he was applying. I know it's late now. But anyway, he said he had taken care of it. But I couldn't tell. My phone doesn't interrupt me in a way that is any kind of frequency that I actually am familiar with it. You know, so every once in a while, it was just a text. But if it was that referral that I just was talking about, I had to answer the phone. But it was just that he was telling me by text that he had taken care of it, so it's fine. But I couldn't, like I said, there's no, I talk on the phone so rarely that I have no familiarity of what the alert was. So I heard it come in, so it was just a text. So, and I couldn't read it anyway. I was trying to open it, and it wouldn't let me open it. This phone is actually recording. So it was good to pause it anyway to make sure that the recording got snagged and captured, because this phone is overheated. Believe me, this phone has overheated. Trying to record video off of it, you know, doing video recording stuff. And it was plugged in earlier, and it's not plugged in anymore, so it's fully charged. So I'm not running down on low on power, so it should be fine. I assuming it's recording this. I have not yet. I did not listen to my recording, but it did not record I'm not going to try and record every single little conversation I have, Mama. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to try to put barrier and protection walls around everything I do. I'm going to live like every other human being on this planet, Mama, and have fun with this stuff. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live free up with all of this nonsense that comes into my life because people want to harass me into a state of disrepair.
Well, you just have to make up your mind that ain't going to happen.
I'm putting my own energy onto it and strength or whatever. It's, you know, fuck them.
That's right. Fuck them.
What?
Fuck.
Fuck them. Fuck you. Now, you know, I didn't say fuck you, but I've already put it in my graphic. It's a graphic, you know, the middle finger graphic.
Honey, I think maybe you just need to be on your merits again so that you
like you said, Mama, if they had not started this, I have been fine. I've been fine for 2 years now.
Yeah.
I've been fine since my walk. I have not had an incident like this. See, I have not. No, it is not me. It is them. They need to stop. Or I'm going to fucking go into
insanity. Well, to get them to stop, I think it's just ignore them.
I can't, Mama. They will never stop.
Honey, it will if you ignore it.
No, it will not, Mama. They will never stop. I'm telling you, I'm on some sort of hate, harass, I'm telling you, I'm on that list. You can hear the horror stories of you if you really watch and read some of this. They are telling me to kill me. I'm telling you, this is what they want me to do.
You have to say fuck them.
Fuck them, that's what I said. But it will never stop, Mama. It will never stop. It will go to my end of my life. You know, they want to kill. This is, remember where I was living in Oakland, where I was. This is from Oakland. This is continued on from Oakland. They have got somebody in this community to come and steal my car. To tempt a community member, you know, somebody here with probably some money and get him to get you in there and get his keys and all that stuff. This is what he, you know, that kind of stuff. And then now here it is again. So it will never stop, Mama. This will go on until I kill myself. That's what they want to do. Is they want to drive me insane and kill me.
Well, then don't let it.
Okay, that's what they want to do. I cannot ignore it. I can't tell you to help me to stop it. It's not my fault. It's not, I have to get on my next mentality. Oh, if only you can get on your next mentality, you'll be all right. It's well, not that mentality, not. Mama. It's not that.
I think it would help you.
It would help me because I've already started that process. But that's not the fucking answer. I'll just get on your next right mentality.
No, that isn't what I meant.
Okay, then I'm going
to help you cope with everything.
Yeah, it may be fine, but I'm not going to say, okay, that's the answer, and just leave it at that. I need somebody to help me get this shit stopped. Fucking permanently, forever, to the end fucking half of fucking life.
Go on, Shane. I can't talk to you right now. Go on. Go on. Go on. Go on, Funkin.
So I can have a life. So I can thrive and have a life.
Well, right now, what I think you probably need to do is go spend a couple of days with JB or something.
Well, he was here in Aurora. I didn't stay with him overnight. His birthday is in April. And I said, well, I need a weekend with you. But I have... very few people who I would be able to trust with this story, Mama, from Oakland, and not to get them to think, well, I'm a crazy person. Very few people I could talk about the story.
Just a minute, James.
Okay.
Get your foot out of the doorway and let me close my door. God, he's obstinate.
Shane?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to try and close the door on him, and he just keeps pushing on it and sticks his foot in the way. He just obstinate as hell. sometimes he's just irritating. You know what? I don't want him in here all the time at all, really, because he just goes from one thing to another in here.
I guess he will. What is he, four now? Five?
No, he's three.
Three.
Four in July.
He'll be in preschool, right? And then, or is
pretty
he
soon, yeah.
Is he required to go to preschool now?
No, he's
okay.
Not required to.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Some sort of paperwork the other day. The kid even...
Okay. Some areas are requiring preschool and some are not. So
yeah, I know. God, I'm freezing to death. I've got cold. Honey, I wish I was there so I could help you, but I just don't know what to do from this distance.
I don't know what to do either. I was hoping I was able to talk to Jennifer earlier when I handed in my paperwork.
Well, tomorrow's another day.
Well, I know. I was fine. I wasn't really thinking about this. I was passed out, you know, and earlier. I had to take my medicine at 9 o'clock. I woke up about 10 minutes earlier from... I didn't have my alarm go off, and I took my medicine. You know, I like everything else, I trained my mind with mimetics to, take my medicine. So it woke me up automatically. I took my medicine, and then I crossed over a text with JB that about the, you know, he was one of, you know, and then that was in flux thinking. And then I was laid back down, and then you called, and I picked up the phone. It was still plugged in, and I dropped it, and that was the starting of the conversation just earlier. So I've been trying to sleep and rest.
Well, are you all right now?
I'm fine. I didn't want to. blow up, blow up. I didn't want to get into that state like that, but I was fine. I'm fine if somebody will communicate that they're on my side. I asked the office, well, can Jennifer and I go up to, or I have the guy's address, Mama. I have his address. Go up there, because I said on the voicemail, I said, you have to come down here and talk to me. Come up to shove yourself to the door and then apologize and then explain yourself to me. That's the mentality. That's not going to ever happen. So, okay, well, I know that's not going to happen, but that's my interceding request on this because I got this guy's name. I've got this guy that he is, believe it or not, is the stakeholder for the temple up there. I have it on his page. He's the guy who is the contributor for the temple's project on their contributor site. He is the one who is in line of doing this. I didn't even do any. I have not even lived in Fort Collins. I have not even created any kind of disturbance in Fort Collins. So this is absolutely somebody out of line, in a church-based organization, pulling themselves into, support of something, of somebody else's out there, which is probably from Oakland, or I don't know, and then harassing me. And it's been going on for a couple months. It was to the point where now my car is stolen. They have hired somebody to steal my car, just like they stole my car in San Bernardino. They hired somebody to do that, and they did that. It just so happens that the person,
Kathy's boy next door, got his car stolen.
Mama, it is not minor when all of this stuff happens all simultaneously, sequencing. They stole my car, they stole my wallet, and then my stuff in my wallet appears in my space, and Daryl just happens to be the one who had shut communications off. I don't want to talk to you about anything, no, we can't talk about nothing. No, I don't know, maybe it's Daryl. Who is it? I don't know. It's gotta fucking stop. It's gotta stop now. I've got to take a hold of the reins. It's not acceptable to do this to a community member from outside or inside a community member. This is not what you do to a community member. You do not do this stuff. You create a pathway for the person to talk to somebody properly, respectfully, business-like, and you do not oppress and suppress a person's voice into silence and treat them this way. You do not do this. It's absolutely unacceptable. And I'm not going to sit here and say it's okay, Mama. It's not. It's not okay. And it's getting late and I got to stop talking. That's so loud. So I won't disturb my neighbor. My neighbor and I are fine. My direct wall neighbor is fine. He gave me a car this year, over the Christmas holiday, to confirm. I have absolutely no problem with any of my neighbors of any kind of thing. I'm a nice person in every aspect of everything as far as my relations with
anybody. What anybody ever says to me about you.
That's what I'm saying. There's no complaints on the record. All this stuff, and any complaint that would be filed would be through my building manager now. And if he has an agenda, he'll put that aspect just like Jamal did, and throw it into a state of chaos when there was really none. And I will be the one to be blamed. It is not my storyline, Mama. That is not true. I tell the truth always. That's what they did to me. They will do the same thing to me again. And they, whoever they are, need to stop doing this. This is not the way you treat a community member. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. My car was stolen. And then I get no actual true law enforcement ability to over the nightmare. Well, they're going to steal my car again. Well, I only get my car back because I have a little connection with athlete, Netta World Peace, and Magic Johnson, a little bit of connections online, just a little bit. Just a little, I don't even know if, you know, if I truly, you know, have their, you know, they have my back mentality. I only a little bit of outside of over the top there, Mama. You know, I stand with Magic Johnson. Card.
Yeah, you told me that.
Okay. That is, the, I think, only the reason why I was able to get my car back. And I have no confirmation of anything. Nobody wants to, nobody wants to appear in my space and talk to me face to face and say, "We got you, James. You're not gonna get shuffled into a nightmare like last time. We've got you. We'll take care of it, and they will not harass you anymore." That's all I need. I have no power, Mama. This is the place to come die. And if you're doing anything else like that, you're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You don't need to be talking about all of that. You're a place to come die and just shut the fuck up and tell you. That's what I get, the message I get from it. Same exact message everywhere I've gone. I'll have market rate running. Well, I am a United States citizen and I deserve this housing. This is my right to have this housing. And every time I've had this housing, it's collapsed and it's created an entire array of my financial history, my background check on my financial history is my score is shitty. I have no way to fix it. The eviction. Oh, I should just pay for my eviction. And that's why. Right. They did this to me. I should pay for my eviction costs so I can clear up my credit history. That's good. That really makes me feel good. I have no power. I can see how people really react and get into a state where they want to shoot up the world, Mama. I'm not like that. But I really can see how people can do that. I have no power. I have no guns, Mama. You know that. I can see.
Stay in stuff like that.
But I can see how people can get it that way because they have no power.
Well, so can I sometimes.
I can see it. It is a state of our society, I guess, that allows this dualism of the. I don't know. It's not right. I haven't done anything to harm anyone. I have a do no harm, idea.
Maybe I'll get in the car and go down and visit with Clay for a couple of days or something.
I can do all of that. That's fine. But and when I come back, the problem is still here. So that doesn't help. That's a reprieve of a niceness. But that's not the answer. That's like doing drugs for the same reason.
Clear your head.
And it would do that, perhaps.
Calm you down.
Yeah.
Give you something else to think about.
Yeah. I'm all right.
I'm really worried about you.
Well, I hope that whoever out there is going to be listening to this, I'm not going to make it completely public because I don't think it's right to have to do that. I've had to make my entire storyline public, Mama. I told you that a long time ago. I had to out myself as an HIV man, just outrageously to get anybody to, this is in Oakland. And I still carry that same story with me. I still carry that same power with me. And I don't think it's right for me to have to utilize it every single time I talk to my mother or talk to anyone. I have to utilize this power over the circumstance to get somebody to listen to me. I should have it as a normal way of doing things. So you don't treat people and create this disturbance that has happened. It's just something's wrong when that happens. I have not cussed anybody out. or anything like that. I've seen the way people have gotten themselves into trouble that way. I have not done anything like that.
Yeah, I know.
Elizabeth, her little thing was, she would, I tried to talk to her, and I couldn't talk to her. And she said, I said something so lightly under my breath that she just didn't even really hear what she heard. And I was frustrated. I couldn't, and she said, I'm going to call the police. It's like, oh my God. It's like she was waiting for just the little niche to get me. So, and I stormed out of her office, Mom. I went to my apartment. They are seeking any kind of little niche to get you to fuck your life up. she was outside of the HIV community because that housing was not the same kind of housing it is here. Every single person here in this space, in this residence, is the same it is like out in Simple Manor. So everybody in there, it was only 5 units, or there 4 units of the whole complex. So I had a little divergence of priority. Mama, the statistical averages, I think, are about 5 to 1 in the United States, that people die in the United States 5 to 1 over the rest of the world for HIV. Now, if I trust the source, I'm not sure yet. But that is the shocking statistical problem of HIV that I saw in my last post on Facebook. Well, I cannot talk about our disease, about HIV in this housing facility. They can all go die and I'll fucking find somewhere else in the world, Mama. I said I would live somewhere else in the world in March, Mama, when I moved here. In March, before I said I will find somewhere else in the world to live instead of living in the United States where they treat people like this. I said that on my Facebook. I did. Nobody listened to me. My brother is not even communicating to me, but I said that. That's what I said. And friends said that same thing to Jennifer on that conversation with her this, over the month. When I pay my rent, I made a promise. If my housing collapses, I'm going to find somewhere else in the world to live besides the United States of America. I'm going to renounce my citizenship of the United States. That's what I said. Yeah. Oh, it's extreme. I already talked to Daddy about that, remember? I talked to Daddy about that concept, when he was living.
Well, you don't have to renounce your citizenship.
Mama, you do not treat people like this, my United States citizenship. You do not treat people like this in the United States. Why they are doing this again to me, they will not talk to me. They will harass me till I die, till they want to kill me.
Well, I'm telling you, just don't let them just say fuck them.
But I know. I'm with you, Mama.
Fuck them. And go about your own business and don't worry about it.
Well, don't worry about it, Mama.
You're letting it get to you.
Yes, God, let me get out. I should have the power and the voice to have this stopped immediately. But no, even my mother, I should just let it continue to be a part of the present of my life. It will not go away, Mama. I know it won't. It will not go away.
All right.
Can you trust me? It will not go away.
All right.
It will not. It will not. I have outed it to the degree I will out it. Every single little aspect I've had to micro manage recordation, like a recorder's office of, like the history of the world. I'm a notary, after all. I've had to recordation my life to every single micro detail from the time all the way to Oakland. for all of this shit. I should not have to do this. This is not what a person has to do to have a life. This is not what a person should have to do. But I've done it. Thank God I've done it. I would have been already in a statistical average of being already suicide. I know I would have. I know I would have. It's the only thing that saved me, Mama. It's the only thing that brought my car back, Mama. I have my car back. Same thing. It's the only thing that saved me. It's the only thing that saves me back, you know, the whole thing that was happening. It's the only thing that saved me. I just know that's the only thing that's holding me into line, that I have not yet taken that last final step, Mama. And it's got to stop. They cannot do this to me again. I'm a United States citizen. I have the right to have a free life. Free of persecution. They are persecuting, Mama. They are persecuting me to death. They want me to go shut the fuck up and die. I have not even talked to anyone in Fort Collins at all. I have no interface to Fort Collins or any kind of aspect to Fort Collins for them to create this lineage to Fort Collins. I have no nothing. So that does not make any sense.
When David was up there.
I already have a fucking person who I thought was involved, works for the university system in Fort Collins, harassing me in this situation here. I can't think of his name, but I got it in the term that he's the tech guy for the University of Colorado's system. And I said, okay. Now that's the only, and he's in Fort Collins too. And I told you, stop harassing me. This is 2 months ago. This guy, he was harassing me. I said, and the person who was in my space at the time, and say, I had to take away my attention to whoever was here, and start to document this thing to the degree, I don't remember his name, I think it was David something or another. I said, oh, I remember that. That is the guy who worked for the University of Colorado, and it was the IP addresses, Mama, when I was in Cheyenne. I was getting some back four stuff that I reported to Craigslist, and it was IP addresses in the university system. That's all I can encounter is for tracking of it. I said, okay, this is related to that. So, oh, maybe this is related to that or it's outside of that. Oh my God. They will not stop, Mama. They will find every single way to aspect to harass me. Every way, which way but loose is the terminology I said, I do believe. Every which way but loose. That is a mean key onto that conversation. They will do this to every which way but loose. It will come to at me at every, I will never know who to trust, who to not trust. And it will start to, I'll be accusatory to the wrong people. And I will never have a freedom of my entire freedom will be skewed. And I'll never have the freedom that I deserve as a United States citizen. I will never be free of this. I know it. I am the person.
Well, then it has to stop because I can't have you like this. I cannot have you like this.
No.
Have got...
I'm fine. How I'm not having any problem like this. I'm not in any way problem. No problem.
What, honey?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have not had any kind of emotional standing problem for now, going on a couple years now. Right? Not like this. Nothing in my, and I don't create a cycle of this. Nothing, no disturbance at all. But all of a sudden, I have a big, huge, like spike of disturbance. Okay? I didn't create this nightmare. I didn't create this nightmare that I'm now suffering through. That's not my manifestation. Somebody else has done this. So.
Well, honey.
That's not my...
I don't want you to push on Daryl or any of the people that are the head of that place.
Right.
And get yourself evicted again. Please don't do that.
Well, then I'm going to transfer that request to Mark Zuckerberg. Are you listening to me, Mark? Please, I hope you are. I have to record the conversation with my mom to get my mom to request that of me, that I should not talk to anybody in this community. I'm relaying a message to the way it
I'm
is.
I'm saying I don't get them angry at you.
Well, I haven't done anything to make them angry at me, except
okay.
for to just talk to somebody. I didn't say fuck you, Daryl, or anything like that.
Well, I hope not. Then.
No. But even if I did, Mama, even if I did, it's not a reason to evict anybody. I haven't done it in face-to-face conversation, or whatever. But that's not a reason to evict somebody when they can see what has happened now again with the story and everything. This will not stop. I have no way to stop this, no power. I have absolutely no power to stop this by myself. But in my own single micro.
What does Jamie think? Huh?
What?
What does Jamie say about it?
I've asked him to watch the recording of the video that is from Joe Martinez, and he has not yet taken that time. But he's with his mom. His mom is staying with him and stuff. So. And he came down here.
Is his mom okay?
Oh, his mom's okay. It's just I'm putting too much on everybody to do anything to help me. It's too much work for people to have a compassionate heart to understand that this is a detail attack of detail that I detailed onto the web. The detail is the fact that puts it into frame that if I did not detail it, it would be now that I have had my car back, it would be that I would have my car stolen and completely erased out of my care. If I had not detailed everything wouldn't be lost. So it is detail that creates it, and if detail is what needs to be listened to and told into frame reference by somebody else, that detail is going to be Mark Zuckerberg. That detail is in the details. He will have a staff of assistants. I said that in my introduction. I said the detail of the staff assistants. I said I understand that it's not a one person thing here. I said if it needs to be assistants, and I understand that. So that is a reference of resource. I said I didn't say it that way, but I understood that if there's more than one person here, I'm communicating to in this conversation. I'm not pressing on a person. I said, you can't just cut my conversation off, and he hasn't yet. Every single thing through the Facebook private has been acknowledged. There's a way of and it is detail, Mama, that is going to keep this from happening again. And I don't care if I have to go on to the media and onto every single television on the United States and make a statement that you don't harass me, or wherever. I should not have to do that to have my rights and free of persecution. I should not have to be a detail-oriented person, but I happen to be. I created that stuff at the library and everything on my own. You know, I am the detailed, yeah, I'm using that detail. Details are what's going to save my life. I should not have to recordation my entire life, lineage of everything in this detail. It says something really seriously. You're fucked up, James, to people who see people doing this. And then people don't want to talk to me. They want to, you know, run away from me. And I said, well, I'll never have the ability to connect with people. JB, I've had to be able, you know, I was able to connect with people. JB is, you know, somebody who I used to be able to, you know, talk to on a frequent basis, but his time has been more devoted to his family right now. I'm not going to override my primer with him and get him upset with me. My hand is falling asleep. Anyway, I'm fine. If somebody just listens to the detail, sees the truth of the story, and stops whoever has decided they're going to do this again to me, I knew it was going to happen, Mama. I knew it was going to happen. I wrote about it in July to Daryl on his face on through the Facebook, and Daryl.
Hey, honey, that's what I'm saying. Put it out there.
I have no choice. He deleted it, and I asked Mark Zuckerberg to restore what I had written. I said to him in closing,
"That just says, hey, here's a guy we can bug. Look at what he wrote. Now we can bug him.
Okay, this
you
is
know,
private, Mama.
You're giving them the details.
Right, Mama. It's contrary to believe that I can ever be free of this, Mama. I will never be free of this. They should have fixed this eviction on my record. They should have fixed this a long time ago. And they will never, ever restore my dignity. They will never restore my dignity, Mama. They will never do it. So I am indignified for the rest of my life. And I should just accept that conclusion as a human being who lives in a moderate income family like we have and lived and born in the United States of America in the privilege we have. And I should just accept that. Okay, let's just accept that. That is not acceptable. This is the United States of America in 2016, and I have a voice. I have a voice way over the top of everybody else. And I'm making that stand, and you know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to make that stand, Mama. I have to do this. I have to do this. I'm not going to be that one who shuts up and not make this story.
All right. Well,
I made that commitment.
Just don't get yourself convicted.
You know, I hear you.
Then that just double indemnity.
Yeah, I hear you.
I stood up
and said, this, yo, yeah, they slammed me.
You know, you insisting that she, about that mattress and everything down there, you know, and then insisting that she read a letter from the doctor.
Well,
she didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
honey, you can't force people to do what you want them to do.
That letter was involving my housing.
Like, they can't force you to do what you don't want to do.
But we can talk. But we should be able to talk. They won't even talk.
Well, it's because talk ends up not talk. It ends up whatever you want to call it, aggressive pushing,
okay.
You know? I don't know what you call it, but instead of staying at a moderate tone and talking,
well,
it ends up being more than that. You know?
Well,
I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everything that I want to say, I've had the computer translate to spoken voice text. Things, I will let the computer speak for me because nobody else is listening. They will listen to a voice of a computer in my for the words that I have to say. so I don't have to speak. I let somebody, and then if it's in a foreign language, if it was in a Russian, somebody could listen to me in Russian without me even knowing that how to speak Russian. I could do that real time, so fucking easily on my phone. It's irrelevant. The fact that if I had a neighbor here that spoke Russian, which I don't, I could translate and talk and have a conversation with this man in the real time. If he just knocked on my door and wanted to borrow a cup of sugar, I could actually have a conversation and start a whole degree of a friendship over using the technology and build it into the parameter of our conversation. And we could actually have a friendship, and we never even know how to speak each other's languages.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have no excuse not to talk to one another. We have no excuses now. It's the year 2016. We have no excuses. And I can talk fine, but if you're not listening on the other side, and all you want to do is just stretch out a degree that allows... Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah? Okay, I got a strange echo on the mic. You pacify a tenant, what he says is irrelevant, and then just, you know, go on your day, and then okay, well, we'll tackle that next year, or next month when he comes in here to pay his rent. We'll just do the same thing and never empower the tenant's voice over an HIV issue, over an HIV issue in relating to his HIV housing. Okay, well, then I will be here standing strong, knowing that this is a place to go die. And I made that statement several times here, Mama. You now are starting to see how it's the truth. Either this is a place to come and live and thrive, or it's a place to go die. And it's not a place to die, but though it was established that way, I think, a long time ago, well, we don't have a condition like that in our disease. But we have a condition in the United States of America, the statistical averages, that is basically the same mentality on it, that we are dying and needlessly. And I knew that already, Mama. I knew that all the time, back all the way back from when I was in Oakland.
Basically,
I said that same thing. I said that same thing. Where people are dying.
It's my battery going, honey.
Okay. People are dying in Oakland, that is outside of my frame of reference. That's why I stood up and did what I did in Oakland. So I feel disempowered here. I should be empowered here. So I love you, Mama.
I love you too, honey.
Okay.
And take a couple of aspirin and go to bed.
I will.
Help calm you down a little bit. Conversation probably got you.
Yes, I'm fine. Man.
All wound up, and that'll calm you down. And I know it's not a big solution, but it's best I can right now.
Okay.
Before my phone dies.
All right. I hear
you. I love you very much, honey, I hope everything just gets better for you.
Okay.
I wish I knew what I could do for you, but I'm dealing with a lot here, and I would love to be able to help you, but I don't know what to do.
I don't know either, but I think if I have a person like Mark Zuckerberg on my side, I will not have this happen again. So
okay.
I'm praying, and just know that I'm trying to do the right thing.
And that's another thing. Say some prayers, honey.
I'm doing that, Mama.
Get God on your side.
I got God on my side, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Make sure he's on your side.
All right. I love you.
I love you, too. You have a good
night. You're about to die, Mama. You got to go off the phone so you can stay.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I can hear it. All right.
All righty.
Bye.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.